cat.
You gotta brush the cat.
You gotta brush the motherfucking cat.
You gotta brush the pussy.
Yeah. Baby girl, come over. I got a brush for that pussy.
I'm into brushing bitches.
That would probably, you know what? I wouldn't, if somebody had enough pubic hair, mm-hmm. I would probably feel calming to brush their pussy hair.
On some Rapunzel shit.
Exactly. Braid it. Braid it, hold on to it while you fuck.
It'd be funny to fuck like a black girl with like a hairy pussy and mm-hmm. you're like very delicately like holding her legs and putting your dick in as slow as possible. And she's right. like, what are you doing? And you're like, well, I really don't want to like touch her hair.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've been yelled at before
yeah.
about touching
I'm
a
doing
black woman's hair.
My best to not touch her hair. Just like. Eating a pussy like you're trying snail for the yeah. first time. Why are you doing that? I don't want to get canceled for touching your hair.
I don't want to wet your hair.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I'll be raped by gays.
And I don't want my asshole fucked.
I don't want to get raped by gays.
I don't want a cock in my mouth.
It's not gay when you're in space. Surprise, director's cut. Armageddon.
Armageddon. Bruce Willis yeah. rapes Ben Affleck and says
surprise,
it's not gay in space.
There's no laws up here.
mm-hmm. That would be interesting. Let's say an astronaut mm-hmm. holds down and fucks another astronaut. No, nothing can be done up there. Mm-hmm. But when you come down, would you be prosecuted for your crimes?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really know how it works.
Because it seems like you would have a case, at least.
That movie's so stupid.
Armageddon?
Yeah, because it's like, so there's an asteroid headed towards Earth, right?
Yes.
And they need drillers.
And so, okay, go ahead, Adam.
They need drillers to go mm-hmm. up to the asteroid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And explain the flaw with the movie.
I mean, that they would need astronauts.
No.
To fly the plane.
No, that's the obvious. That's the thing.
That's the Ben point. Affleck DVD extra thing.
It's also the thing oh. that people have said a billion times.
Yeah.
So on this show, we try to find a different
taking
angle.
A unique spin.
We're trying to take a
I'm
unique
sorry,
spin.
Sorry, dude. You guys, I
so
was...
instead of jumping in...
Lay back.
Instead of ruining okay. the derailment joke by mentioning the first thing.
No, you could have ignored the driller part. You
no.
could have just continued the bit.
No, not after no. 5 years. I don't think I could.
After 5 years, I think you could.
I don't think that I could. At this point, I don't think that I am yeah. capable. Not even, I was going to try and figure out a way where it's like, you know, when it ends somewhere where the logical thing to do is to divert the asteroid to Israel. To nuke
yeah.
Israel.
Yeah.
That
would have solved a lot of problems. But you would have killed a lot of Palestinians in the process.
Well, if you had pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah.
No, but there's...
Well, we tell them, go all get down in the tunnels.
Just go to Tel Aviv.
Yeah. The tunnels. Go
just
to
see they blew up the Jews. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's how they,
I think
that's what that.
I don't think
it's on the flag.
I would say the Israelis,
the Jews.
I would say the Israelis, but yeah.
They blew up the AP building, and then these motherfuckers
and
have the audacity
right?
to yeah. go on social media and say that somebody else controls the media.
That is true.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You'd think that they'd be like. All right, guys. You mm-hmm. think they're like, sorry, guys. We're gonna have
that's
to
like,
go
that's
hit
like,
on ourselves.
You know, yeah.
We're gonna have to.
We're
gonna have to throw people off the trail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. We hired all of you, mm-hmm. and we send you an email to say what to put in the newspaper every day. But you got to get it. You got 30 minutes. Get mm-hmm. all your stuff and get out of here.
Mm-hmm. They hit Al Jazeera too, which is also Jewish secretly.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah.
It's been funny watching people online try to scramble to call everything anti-Semitism thing.
It is funny.
It's so
it
nice that that
work
doesn't
anymore.
It's finally done.
Yeah, it's done.
They got so much out of that, and now it's.
They had a great run, though. To be fair.
Yeah. What? Yeah. 60 years.
Of anti-Semitism?
No, of calling everything anti-Semitism.
Of doing the Uno reverse.
Oh, the Uno reverse.
Card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it worked for so long, honestly.
This is the Holocaust.
I guess felt so. Bad. Yeah. Yeah, and we've all forgotten it.
Also, a little something about the media.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
I don't know anyone. I'll do a little
Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah, this
move
is interesting
here.
Because you're pretending you don't know why.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like me. What I'm saying right now is like bombing the AP.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly correct.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm trying to bomb the WAP.
Mm-hmm. The wet ass pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The wet Associated Press.
Yep. I'm trying
the Associated Pussy.
I'm trying to the Associated Pussy. I need some. And by the way, it's wet because somebody pissed all over
it. A bitch with a community college degree.
Yeah.
Trying to get some.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. I would love some community college
white
pussy.
White Anglo-Saxon pussy.
Mm-hmm. Nah, miss me with that.
What?
Anglo-Saxon.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I'm done, dude.
You don't want to do a sample?
No.
You don't want the Sizzler sample?
I've had enough of that.
Yeah, they don't come
naturally. It's time to get to the next.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I need more variety.
What's the variety? One of the kickboxing types of Asians?
Sure, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of an Ong Bak style.
I would love to fuck an Ong Bak style bitch. I would love to get my dick kickboxed. Dude, that would be awesome.
I'd never seen The Raid 2.
Oh, what are you doing?
I watched The Raid 1, but I missed The Raid 2. It's even better than The Raid 1.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Unbelievable.
So
I also heard that he's afraid to kiss a girl.
That's what I heard as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed a lot then.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was about kicking asses.
No, it is. But you're afraid to kiss a girl.
No, that's. I thought you said the movie was.
Yeah. No. You are.
I'm not afraid to kiss a girl.
You are, dude.
No, I'm afraid of certain ramifications after I kiss the girl.
Right.
Like
you'll want
false
have
accusations
sex.
In the media.
That you'll want to have sex afterwards.
Have
sex. You'll have to look at a pussy
that
close
you'll
up.
You'll
want to
have heterosexual sex with
I'm afraid of the fallout from kissing a woman.
I would love
i.e. getting pussy.
I would love to see. I can't wait until. I don't know if it'll happen, but I would love to see a cancellation for somebody not getting their dick hard.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Just somebody being publicly accused.
If that's the day we're taking to the streets.
It is going to happen.
Bro, you will see me.
Stavros Halki is dropped by manager after several girls come forward saying they went to his apartment and his dick was absolutely soft.
And he had to suck their tits and beat off to come.
You have to do an iPhone Notes app apology for not
I apologize. I'm an incredibly unhealthy man. I have burned it out with way too many dick pills over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I guess the old way of doing things, eating pussy until a woman busts and then having her kiss your neck while you beat off and then maybe they suck your dick a little bit. And
while
then
you stretch yourself.
And then you half-heartedly try and put it back in, but you know it's not in your heart. It's not going to work until eventually you just say, hey, want to watch Chopped? I know that that's wrong now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to change. You know, but you know what? I'm not going to do that, Adam.
No,
because
I'm just
that's
doing
the coward's way
and I'm
out.
Like, I've never met Stavros.
That's what you would abandon me for.
I've crossed paths.
Wow.
With
him.
Yeah, I would do a try.
Like, comedians. I've seen him around.
I don't know what you know.
I can't. Yeah.
If you excuse me, I have to go get my dick hard.
I'm sorry, I'm going to a dick hard convention.
I will be at Starbucks, fully erect, in line, waiting to buy the new John Legend CD.
Fuck, dude. I'm honestly, if that happens, I'm going to come out. Mm. I'm going to be so anti-cancel culture.
Right. I went to the Bean last night.
I'm going to have to get it.
I had the piss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's
I guess
a great bathroom.
Well, that place has been shut down for, you know, all the pandemic. So the first time.
The one in Midtown? The one
there's
by Caroline's?
There's a bunch
there's
of them.
A million beans.
No, you're thinking of the Cafe Benet.
That's right. Where we went.
Cafe Benet.
Yeah.
That's right. We
Which
went
is Korean coffee
I
bean.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
Dude, Korean spots. I love Korean bakeries.
I went to the Bean. They've been closed forever. I'd like to imagine it's the first night open.
Mm-hmm.
Already the usual clientele is in there. Three middle-aged trans women. And then a homeless guy with an 800-pound ThinkPad. And there's like a specific type of homeless guy
Nature
that goes
returning.
To...
Of course.
It's like a guy that went homeless in like 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got kind of, he's got like the goatee.
He has a Matrix vibe.
He's stuck in the time that he had a home.
Yeah, right.
That's how it works.
There was a guy that used to hang out on like the Delancey Allen like Starbucks that was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like constantly just have like a wire in his ear. Like he'd be having fake phone conversations.
That's awesome.
And he would always be going off about like Donald Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz. So like, you can like time when the mental illness finally like clicked over.
He's encased like, in mental illness amber.
Right, 2004.
Respect. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, that's a nice type of homeless guy. The guy who has his Lenovo and who like showers at Planet Fitness and just fucking has a place he sleeps two nights a week.
Right. Writing notes. Take a bunch of documents in Microsoft Notepad.
Yeah.
Just Windows XP files.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, damn. How you boys been enjoying this nice weather, huh?
It's been okay.
Walking around.
Love walking
around. I went
around
to Bear Mountain twice last week.
Nice.
It's been a tough... I've been having really bad seasonal allergies.
Shut up.
I can't be outside for that
long. Dude, come
on.
We're
having a good mood.
Nick is telling you he went to the mountain where big, burly gay guys fuck him in the ass, and you can't be happy for him?
Yeah, what were their names? The bears.
Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, from the movie.
That's who they based the movie off of.
Rod and Todd.
I really want to watch that movie.
Rod and Todd would be a great gay couple that fucks a little guy's name.
That's got to be happening on The Simpsons now. That's what
Rod
the show
and Todd
is.
Are gay with each other now?
My sons are F diddly agates. And I'm A-OK Italy diddly with Italy diddly diddly diddly.
The character wouldn't kill himself if his children were gay, that's for sure.
No, we've decided to use the Christian character to do a completely humorless episode and show even that a fictional parody of a Christian can come around on the idea of homosexuality, because that's who was consuming Ned Flanders, was evangelical Christians. Because we're so brain dead from the idea of representation, we've deluded ourselves into thinking that fundamentalist Christians were watching the show for Ned Flanders.
They're watching The Simpsons now, 25 years after. God damn, dude. Yeah.
I watch that show mainly for the that Ned Flanders fella. He represents my values. The rest of the show, I don't really...
I don't care
I can't
for
say I agree with it much, but that Ned Flanders fella. And when they did the recent... When they did the Teachable Moment episode where Ned Flanders is okay with his sons Rod and Todd living in Bear Mountain and living in a little cottage
fucking podcasters in the ass.
In Beacon, New York, and making a quick drive over to Bear Mountain to fuck people in their bear ass in broad daylight, I thought maybe I was wrong to bring my gun to Starbucks and point it at the employees. Thank you, Simpsons. Thank you, The Simpsons, for teaching me an important lesson that I don't have to abandon my Christian faith to go completely against the core elements of my political and religious beliefs over the last 30 years. Which is that people that fuck a certain way are worse than me, and that way I don't have to think about what's wrong in my life.
Yep, that's what they're doing, man.
The
Sock Dickensons.
I'm gonna watch the next episode next week.
You should, man.
On Sunday we should
peek in the way we did with Modern SVU. That was fun when we watched it. Had a little
I
run
think
of
it would
SVU
be a lot
raps.
More depressing than Modern SVU.
Yeah, because we don't care about SVU.
Yeah.
SVU means nothing to us.
Yeah, and it's you never expected it to be good ever. Yeah,
they're all old now. Like Homer sounds like Joe Biden.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude.
Grandpa died from Corona.
My roommate was.
Why
watching,
are you little?
Yeah. Wow. My roommate was watching the bowling ball episode.
The bowling ball episode.
You know the one.
Where Homer gets Marge a bowling ball for her birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guess what? Guess how old Marge was?
32.
Our age?
It was 32.
Yeah. No.
It's fucking...
You forget that I'm a Simpsons trivia master.
All right, well, as a regular 32-year-old... Well, Adam, you must have had this crisis already since you're 62.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I'm in my 34th year, I look back fondly on
you're
feeling
so,
bad about
you are
that.
Such a loser, dude. I know I said this when you were 32, And I accept now that I'm a loser.
You're gonna be my age.
Yeah,
but not for 2 years, bitch.
No, less than 2 years.
You're gonna be 36.
Can you imagine how gay that's gonna be when Adam's 36 years old?
There's gonna be a time where we're in our 30s and you're 40, bitch. Do you understand that?
All right, well, I'll see you then. Fuck. I will see you in 6.
You're going to be a 40-year-old man, dude. Yeah.
It's embarrassing. I was 27 when this show started. 27's okay.
Jesus Christ, it was. Wow. Adam was almost 30 when this show started.
I wasn't almost. I wasn't 30 yet.
He was 32 years old.
I was in my 20s.
Man, you were 26. I was 27.
You know what I found out recently?
27's the best age, dude. That's the, like... Assistant manager, you're finally assistant manager of Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking the 16-year-old that gets hired. That's a king's age.
Yeah, dude.
The age of kings.
The age of kings. You know all the guys at the mall food court. You get extra free samples at Sarku.
Yeah, my name's Scott. I drive a 1990 Integra and I fuck a child. I'm the assistant manager at Blockbuster. I make $27,000 a year. I'm 27 years old.
That's right, brother. I live in an apartment complex that looks like very shitty dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went to college.
I've got 7 roommates I don't talk to. I just see them when I have house parties. They come out of their room. The door opens. There's a mattress on the floor. One of those boom boxes only day laborers buy it.
We all have our own one of those in our rooms.
A stack of High Times magazines.
Oh, fuck, dude. What was your first, like, purchase when you had your own apartment where you were like, hell yeah, bro. I'm a fucking pimp now.
I guess a television made me feel real grown up. Flat screen TV.
I found a recording of the band Clutch doing Zoom shows during the pandemic.
Hell yeah.
It's very funny.
What the fuck is Clutch? What's their song?
They suck.
Okay.
Ghost is the one that comes to mind. I think that maybe got some radio.
I'm a ghost with a fucking little penis.
That's exactly how the song
goes.
And
my dick cannot get hard.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm a ghost of George Washington. I'm taking my teeth out and sucking your dad's dick.
I know that song.
I'm taking my wooden teeth out.
You can pull.
Or were they teeth of slaves?
You can pull. My phone's in the other room.
Cool.
I wish I had the video.
Well, what do you mean? I was just singing it perfectly.
Yeah. I wish I had the fucking video.
I'm a fucking ghost with a little fucking penis. It's a ghost?
Yeah.
Ghost by...
But they're like a Maryland band
nice.
Yeah. It's like not a discernible genre.
Oh, it's music.
It's just generic, like generic rock and roll music. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But, I mean, whatever about the
this
music.
This is their big song?
I sent it to that group thread we're in.
Which one?
In the one me and you were in.
Oh, yeah.
Pull up the video. It's
which one? Oh, the one we were in.
Oh. Chance and gin. We'll toast our noble host who has this morning given up the ghost. This sucks so much, Dick.
But anyway, so a lot of shit sucks, but the Zoom does.
Well, you sent it, and it sent very small. That's why I couldn't watch it.
Oh, it sent your dick size?
Yeah.
No, the video is like a thumbnail.
Okay,
like,
well, we'll open it for real.
I'm trying to click
hand
on
it over, motherfucker. At least hold the thing up, dude. Right,
just hand the phone over and stop.
Just plug it.
We're
just
doing a show.
Small,
this is a
we're
live
doing
show.
A fucking show, Adam.
Put the fucking thing in.
Come on, dude.
Plug it into my cell.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Cell phone.
Here, motherfucker. You do. What the fuck do I look like?
Yeah,
what am I, your fucking
I guess the
boy?
Whole time I've been thinking about like Zoom comedy shows, which I thought were already like pretty depressing.
Of course,
but there's got to be every other type of thing you can do. There was. But they're just in a room by themselves. Show, stop the video!
You can't watch the video because it's set so small. That's what I was trying to say. That's what I was trying to communicate.
Hell yeah. This is awesome, dude. Yeah. It's like they're trying to sound almost sort of medieval. He's putting on some, like, I don't know. That shit makes that sound, that makes that band, oh my God, no. That's so much worse. He's so much fucking uglier than I even thought he would be.
Yeah, because it's like, I guess
he's
maybe...
He's just a regular guy.
I know, but like performing to nobody...
In a room with the Maryland flag.
Nobody knows what to do.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Anyways, brutal. Yes. I thought that was very
good. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking great and my penis is small. It's like they're trying to be Chris Cornell mixed with, like, I don't know who. It's really fucking dog shit.
Yeah, most music is bad.
That's true.
You got to listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, dude, I'm a Swiftie.
That's true.
Yeah. I would like to get my dick sucked very swiftly, I'll tell you that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
I love a nice...
I love a nice two-suck surprise.
The two-suck surprise? Squirt.
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 Good night, madam.
Yumi Cool is like Inspector Gadget coming up to you, and then squirt. Like out of its trench coat, like a fleshlight comes out, and it just sucks your dick real quick.
Yep.
And you're like, what the hell? And he's like, I got the evidence.
Sperm sample obtained.
And then the helicopter goes off. He's like, now we can accuse him of rape. Like, call the regular police. They're like, yeah, it's not a crime. He's a robot.
Yeah, sorry, man.
There's nothing we could do.
He's one of our crime robots.
Yeah.
You can rape robots.
No, robots can rape you.
Robots can rape you.
He's a fucking faggot.
The Adam Friedland Show.
No, why is it me? Why is that?
Because you look like Inspector Gadget.
No, I don't.
Out of the three of us, you look the most like Inspector Gadget.
You dress like Inspector Gadget.
You're wearing a trench coat right now.
Can I admit something to you?
And there's a ladle coming out of your ass that you're pretending is a gadget.
All right.
Yes, you can.
And I'll miss something of you guys and our friends that are listening.
Yeah,
that are all of our friends.
What do you have to say to the us and our
friends? The last
couple
of days, I've been looking in the mirror and not liking my reflection. Mm-hmm.
Why, dude?
I just think I've been having an ugly couple days.
Because you're 34 years old.
No, not because I'm 34. Because
you're
years
a geriatric millennial.
Why are you calling me old right now?
Because you are, dude. Listen. We have to face our down.
No, it's fine. I'm old.
Adam's
negatives.
A Jerry Sandusky millennial.
No, yep. I'm not. I'm not athletic.
He wasn't athletic. He just had a mind for the game and a penis for a boy's asshole.
15 years slam dunking his penis into children's assholes. And not a word was said.
Dude, how about... the best
using
part
his
is,
athleticism to completely destroy the assholes and lives of children.
The best part is, you remember the sportscaster in Maryland? He was on like Fox 45 named Jerry Sandusky. And he just got... People were like, fucking child molester.
I don't even remember. What was the story again? So it was... Sandusky was doing the molesting, or Sandusky was overseeing?
No, that's Joe Pa. That's Paterno kind of.
Paterno turned a blind eye
to
it.
Because he was so good.
I always
blitzes.
Fuck it up. I couldn't remember if Paterno was doing the molesting.
He was on the staff at Penn State.
And Sandusky was ignoring
Sandusky
it.
Sandusky was the defensive coordinator, wasn't he?
He was a coach.
Here's the thing. Neither of those has molesting children in the job description.
That's true.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who was supervising who. Mm-hmm.
It a little bit matters. I think it would be a little worse if the absolute boss was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Pa?
If Joe Pa was doing it.
The Tony Soprano.
Exactly. Yeah. He was Silvio. This is more Silvio molesting children.
Yeah. Feels good to fuck kids, though.
I love a boy's penis tone.
On one hand, it's not a girl. On the other hand, it's not really a man.
Tone, I seen Silvio having sex with a boy, Tone.
The fuck are you saying?
What the fuck is your problem, Christopher? He's a good earner.
My penis is fucking small.
Speaking of me feel big, Tom.
Speaking of old, and I'm not using this as any justification for my arrested development in my own life, but I found out recently that Blink 182
How about Adam's arrested for development, and he's developing photographs of children.
All right.
Naked children.
That's Blink interesting.
Blink-182 were all in their 30s.
Really?
Yeah, they were all in their 30s that whole time when they're making babies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Not only that, not only is Blink-182 old, but also in Armageddon, they should have hired astronauts and taught them how to drill.
Yeah. Ben Affleck.
Those kind of observations go hand in hand.
You knew that they were in their 30s?
Yeah, everyone did.
I honestly didn't, to be fair.
I did not know that. I thought they were all like 21 years old.
It feels like you should know that because you like gay shit like that.
Yeah, I liked it when I was 13 years old.
I sucked a dick. My dick is small.
Yeah, like when
have no balls.
When they made Adam's song, the song about not being too
about
sad.
About being so gay you had to kill yourself. Yeah, and they were like, this is dedicated to Adam. This is what Adam Friedland should do.
That, for me, was massive. It was big for me. Yeah.
Well, that's a song about a guy moved into a cheaper apartment during the pandemic. He didn't actually kill himself. Yeah. Oh. The mom is like, well, you know, why are you moving out? And he's like, well, I can save $25.
I can save a little more on rent.
I can save a little bit.
I can get a bigger place in Bushwick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get hard.
Adam's song.
My dick is small.
It's a very funny song.
It is.
Because it's clearly not about anyone that they knew that killed themselves.
It was about a fan named Adam that killed himself.
Yeah. What, did he for real?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's like this distant thing that has no emotional
pain. Yeah. I feel like that was a genre of...
How would somebody kill themselves? Let's see. They kill themselves. The family fucking puts like chains and shit all over the door.
Yeah. There's a...
It's also, too, to like what extent was Blink-182 a major aspect of his life?
I don't know, man. I knew some kids that loved Blink-182.
Mm-hmm.
There's a music video they had. I'm going to find it right now.
What is it called?
Well, it's called Stay Together for the Kids.
Mm.
It's like an anti-divorce song. but there's like a cry-on that comes on before the music video starts. But it's so funny. I forgot what it said specifically. I'm going to find it.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It says, a lot of times... girls cry on your penis.
Okay.
Because it's so little.
Yeah, it starts with just a cry on that says 50% of American households are destroyed by divorce.
That is awesome.
And then the music video starts.
That's so
good. It's a sick song.
And what are they supposed to, what are they trying to do? Like stop divorces by doing pop punk?
Well, Pearl Jam in the 90s.
Pop punk.
Pearl Jam in the 90s like made that a whole thing where you could just have like, there was all this music that was like, I found out I have a stepdad, you know? It's like... Like a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
So then you can sell.
I feel like that is a genre of just like picking a tragedy or like a.
But a very like middle class suburban tragedy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? It's like my dad would have one extra beer after he got home from work.
Dude, the comments on YouTube are so funny for this song.
What are they?
This song hits hard, especially now that I am an adult. The lyrics make so much more sense than it did when I was a kid. It's like not that confusing of a song.
How does it go?
It's a sick song, dude.
Play it, motherfucker.
Give me the chord. I'll play
Get
it.
Get the fucking chord.
Again, I'll play it for the boys.
You had the chord.
I unplugged the chord. Sorry. 50% of American households are destroyed by divorce.
Destroyed by divorce. Hell yeah.
You remember this song? Oh, yeah, and the music video is a wrecking ball. Which is a metaphor.
That's a great metaphor
for how divorce destroys households. So they're in a house.
They're in a house.
The wrecking ball is destroying it.
When the shades have been pulled shut, this house is haunted. It's so pathetic. It makes no sense.
The chorus is pretty epic.
Write the things to say. The word rot and fall away.
Hell yeah, dude.
This was my favorite.
That's awesome.
I'd read it every day.
So here's your holiday. Hope you enjoy it this time. You gave it all away. It was mine. So when you're dead and gone,
nice.
Will you
And then he says, "It's not right.
It's not right."
The only good divorce musician out of that entire area is Andrew WK.
Oh yeah,
Andrew Dice.
Let's get this penis sucked off. Let's get this penis sucked off.
He's getting married.
Shout out to him.
Yeah,
getting married.
Tad Tittings, big ass titties.
With those, some of the biggest yum yums in the universe.
Yeah, some of the most jumbo.
So salute
yum-yums
to that party. The
so
party
it's really time to party.
Getting to fuck your wife with big tits.
Yeah,
that's the party I hope to one day be at. Every night. Mm-hmm. Well, not every night.
Let's get a little Andrew WK going.
Let's get this penis sucked off. Let's get this penis sucked off.
For the schmood.
I like that.
Yeah, dude. Let's just play a couple songs.
Let's play a couple songs.
Remember some songs.
And we'll be back with comedian Howard G.
Let's play a couple songs. Soon enough, I'll be microwaving my chicken breast.
Yeah, we'll be back with comedian Howard G after the break.
And you're about to kiss his bumper.
And we're going to kiss his penis on 98 Rock.
Yeah. Turn it down a little.
Andrew WK will be at Rams Head Live this weekend, opening for his wife's tits.
Yeah. My dick's small. Okay. You know what? I didn't like this at the time.
No, this fucking rock.
At the time, I was a hater.
I was sincere when I said the only good music.
This is good. And I like the lyrics, too.
Something's about not getting vaccinated.
Woo! We're having a super spreader event in Tuscaloosa.
Time to count the votes. They rigged the election in Arizona.
Trump just blasting this in Mar-a-Lago. They never certified the Ohio vote.
All right, that's good. Cut it off.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's about enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice
we don't
want
to get sued by Andrew fucking homo.
That's so true.
I dare him to sue. We got our own rules we're not following, pal.
Yeah. Oh, mister, I don't care about your fucking rules. Now all of a sudden copyright infringement's a fucking problem?
Intellectual property doesn't exist.
Yeah, I got something very intellectual for you.
Yeah.
My dick and balls.
I'm going to
put a little graduate cap on my balls so you can suck them.
Is intellectually disabled property.
That's right.
Hands off my cookies,
hands
pal.
Hands off the Reese's Pieces,
get your fucking hands off my peanut M&M's.
This is my half-eaten nerd's rope, and if anybody tries to take it from me, I'm swinging.
Yeah,
I'm swinging and I'm shrieking.
A guy with Down syndrome hanging himself with nerd's rope because there's no cure. Yeah. It just doesn't look like they're gonna figure it out.
But what happens at the end?
Now all the reason
he gnaws it off.
He does. His neck's too thick. All his weight's in his neck. So it doesn't do anything. The family comes home. He's just hanging from the ceiling. He's like, "Can you help? Can you get me down from here?" They're like, "Scooter, what are you doing up by the ceiling?" I tried to kill myself. All right. It's time to get your other mentally disabled brother to chew through the rope. Scooter 2.
Boy. I really shouldn't have gotten pussy in that nuclear facility. Now my balls are mutated. All my jit is retarded.
I put my gum in the microwave before blasting it inside my wife because I thought I was going to make a Jimmy Neutron. But I got a Jimmy Fig Newton instead.
Jimmy Fig Newton. Yeah, I was really hoping he'd be super fast after I put that shit.
Mm-hmm.
After I hit the. And I put it on defrost too, so it wouldn't get too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, dude. I gotta say, I wasn't the Andrew WK. I dabbled very lightly in Blink 182, but I went right from.
I was a big fan.
I was, yeah, I went right from.
People don't like Andrew WK because you associated with waiting for video games to load.
Yeah, that's true. No, but that, like, come on. That music.
Get to the party.
That's 100% correct. Yeah. That played on how many fucking, that was on how many video games?
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely a FIFA, right? It was on a FIFA, wasn't it, Adam?
Sounds right.
I want to say it was. Yeah. FIFA, you know what? FIFA had a good soundtrack, typically.
Yeah, so did Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, baby.
All the sky
Primus,
in the world.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Goldfinger, Superman.
I went right from basically 50 Cent to my classic rock phase. So I didn't have too much of a stopover in modern. Like, I had a little bit
you
of an
into
alt.
Contemporary.
I had a little bit of music. I had a little bit of a dalliance with what was it? 99.1 HFS. Yeah, I had a little bit of a dalliance with HFS.
What was that, like Three Doors Down?
No, no, it was
no, it was all alternative. It was alternative. It was like college rock, alternative rock. Yeah,
but mostly it went from
HFS was huge.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, big shouts out to Big O and Dukes. I wonder what those guys are up to these days.
Yeah, that, I remember when overnight they just switched it to like a fucking
ranchero music.
Yeah, yeah. That's not even reggaeton, because there was a lot of reggaeton stations popping up, but then like HFS was like. You're sick and I'm gonna, you know, just fucking like, yeah, just like, you know, fucking restaurant music.
Yeah, 100%.
Like waiting for the waiter to come over and eating too many chips and salsa.
Yeah, and I remember they interviewed people on, I think it was Fox 45, and it was just like, you know, every white person was like, what the hell? And then they just interviewed all the Latinos. They're like, it's great. Everyone was like fucking thrilled. And I was like, oh yeah. And it's like these motherfuckers listen to the radio way more than fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I was devastated though, because that was right. My after school thing that I would do was throw on HFS and play Madden or FIFA. That was like my ritual.
You would listen to the radio at home?
I listened to it at home.
That's interesting.
I had one of people used to.
That's what people did in like the 1920s.
Dude, I had when you talk
the wireless.
I had like a set. I had one of those like. Not the boombox you're describing, but the step up where it's like you get a sound system. Remember where it's just like it's
multiple speakers.
Multiple speakers and shit like that. And I would listen to fucking CDs and tapes.
I mean, I had a fucking I had an alarm clock that had a radio in it, but I don't think I ever once used the radio feature.
Well, it was just like I just fucking listened to HFS in my fucking room and played video games, dude. It was fucking tight.
It was really cool.
I think I was a sophomore in high school.
I had like two or three CDs I would just listen to over and over again.
Yeah.
Like 12, South of Heaven and Evil Empire.
Who's
those are
Rage Against the Machine.
Those
Rage
are
Against
badass
Burn
CDs you get at school.
Oh yeah. My dick is small. Come suck my dick. I'm fucking gay.
Adam, why don't you play a little Slayer for
Rain and Come.
All right, this song goes out to Gaza.
Shouts out to Gaza, free you, free Palestine.
Death to Israel. It's not anti-Semitic
it's
to
not,
say
it's
that.
It's about the state.
Yeah.
It's about occupation.
The state has no right to exist. Mm-hmm. The people can.
When we say kill all Jews, we mean it the same way that cunts say kill all men. So whatever their justification is.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. Yeah. I forget what they said about it, but people seem to accept
people
that.
People seem to think it's cool. My dick. Yeah. And a little bit of metal, of course, was in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Early Metallica. Playing.
I think you need to
Metal Militia! Hell yeah, dude.
Why don't you play something that gets into a little bit earlier?
Something. Yes. Yes, bitch.
'98 Rock.
Woo!
That's me getting my dick sucked. That's what I sound like when I come. Very funny Kill All Jews song to play. Dude.
Yeah. Well, this was produced by a Jew.
Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way I want you to die. I believe for everyone at home, Nick is pointing it at him right now.
I believe that was produced by Rick Rubin.
It was it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He produced everything back then.
He was on a hot streak.
He produced The Day of the Laughter Died.
Yep. It's a very
my favorite comedy that, album.
Like, best comedy
Angel,
album.
Angel of Death in particular is like that's a risky song for them to make. You know?
Was that the one we just listened to?
It was just all about Satan, right?
That's... No, Angel of Death's about Mangley.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Respect.
Wow. The
first line of the song is Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die.
Well, Rick Rubin was there, so he probably co-signed.
Maybe they had a rough day with him.
Maybe he was being a little...
he was being annoying about his lunch order.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what, Rick? Why don't you knock off early for the day? We're going to record a little something. Come back early tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think you're really going to like what we recorded.
Mm-hmm. Huntington Park, California's own Slayer.
That's awesome. That's where the good shit comes from.
I love remembering the songs.
Isn't that where Tito Ortiz is from, too? Huntington, or is he from Huntington Beach? Is that different?
Maybe
Huntington Teach. What was the
probably
first one?
The same place.
What was the other one? Buntington Cheech.
Yeah, Buntington Cheech.
Yeah, I think that's a different place.
Should we pick it up a little bit?
Should we pick what up?
I mean, like, get back into a party mood.
Oh, you got another song for us?
Do you have another song? Let's do a riff real quick.
Okay. All right, let's do a riff. Yeah.
We'll do a riff, and then we're going to be back with comedian Subway Jared Fogle. And he's going to tell us about... We got him zooming in from Sing Sing.
He's going to tell us about how good it was to fuck a child.
He's serving federal child pornography, a 10-year sentence. And we're going to ask him, you know, are you getting the vaccine?
Yeah, by the way, Bill Gates, speaking of celebrity pedophiles,
he was getting pussy.
There's like more Epstein Bill Gates stuff popping soon.
Yeah, I feel like all of that's just his whatever. Melinda's just like gonna slow drip all this shit until she gets whatever concessions she wants out of the divorce.
Hell yeah.
It would be really tight if Bill Gates ended up literally penniless.
That would be so funny.
That Melinda Gates got everything.
Yep. Just change it to the Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh, yeah. What's her name again? Belinda Chates? Or is that a different person?
That's a different... That's her, but much fatter.
That's Tito Ortiz's wife.
That's Belinda Chates, Tito Ortiz's wife. Melinda. And he was getting pussy at Microsoft.
Yeah.
He was.
Tito Ortiz.
From some nerds.
Tito Ortiz.
Tito Ortiz would show up to Microsoft.
Kicking the door down and fucking...
Give me some nerd pussy.
Yeah.
He did his strut
Washington.
He went to Washington. He went to the headquarters outside of Seattle. I think Tacoma.
Redmond.
I went there once.
What, to do a show?
I was in Seattle and I just went
Tito Ortiz
to Microsoft with my friend who had access.
Tito Ortiz is Spanish for trick or treat, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's like a Halloween theme.
You would knock on the door, you get a tortilla. Yeah. Or you get a big hand of donkey shit.
Tito Ortiz.
Tito Ortiz. And they were like, and you hope for Tito, but sometimes you get Ortiz.
Uno, dos, tres, tacos, and queso.
Didn't Tito used to fuck Jenna Jameson?
Yes, they were married.
They were married, yeah.
And I think Jenna Jameson is or was a Zionist.
I think she is a Zionist.
I think she converted to Judaism and became a Zionist.
She looks scary now. Penis.
Yeah, yo quiero penis.
Whenever I see like 2021 pictures of Jenna Jameson, I feel like it's like an ex-girlfriend that had...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, she's not doing well. I kind of won that breakup.
Won that breakup when I stopped beating off to her three years ago.
Oh man, she was the best one at a certain point.
She was
the number one.
She really was famous off of being in porn.
Yeah.
In a way I think it's impossible to happen now.
Yeah,
like Mia Khalifa sort of was, but that was more because of the controversy. Where
thing is, you feel bad for someone like that, but she could just start a true crime podcast.
Yeah,
just pay somebody $100 a week to pick a crime.
Yep.
And that, there's this whole debate in the podcasting world about who's grifting.
Right.
The communists or the Nazis.
Right.
Yeah, who are the real
grifters? The real grifters are the true crime people.
Yeah.
They really dodged a bullet in all this.
100%.
So true. All you have to do is be like, there was a spooky story.
I'm just going to read the Wikipedia.
In Ohio, they thought a guy was a vampire, but actually it was a child molester. Here's an hour on that. And we were like, I really like true crime
stuff.
It's scary. I love the way it. I love the way there's music in the background that tells me how to feel.
Yeah, fucking idiots. Yeah, with your produced ass show.
Yeah,
real podcasters. No turn theme it on. Song.
Real podcasters.
Don't say welcome to the show.
Play Slayer.
Don't introduce
play
Slayer. Slayer.
Play Slayer.
Your sense of comedic timing is off. I mean, how easy it would have been. I love that. The ways to achieve the Holocaust. It's kind of like 50 ways to leave your lover. I love to call it achieving the Holocaust.
Yeah. That was like a little Holocaust achievement.
Holocaust achieved.
Yeah. It comes to the bottom of your
Holocaust
Xbox.
Unlocked.
Yeah. And it's like all this song does. Turn this up. Is it makes Mengele seem cool.
Of course.
I don't know about that.
No, it does.
It makes him seem scary.
It makes him seem cooler.
Imagine you show
like
up.
Like, before you listen to that song, after you think he's cooler than you did before.
No, imagine you're showing up to Auschwitz, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what, like, you're depressed, you know you're going to be gassed, and fucking Adrian Brody's playing some bullshit piano music.
Right. Yep.
And then there's one hut. Just blasting fucking Slayer. Just Slayer.
Slayer. Yeah.
You know? And you're like, what's going on over there? Dude?
Right.
And this guy's like, let me drill a hole in your skull and pour hot water on your brain.
Yep.
And you're like, sure. Yeah, I mean, dude. I'm trying to be mad.
I agree, dude. That would make, that's exactly how I would feel.
I'm trying to be cool. Yeah.
He was really into twins.
I'm trying to be cool like Mengele.
Twins.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really into the Bud
Light. Or like Mengele, what would you do?
He wrote
Once
the
we
Bud
achieved
Light
the Holocaust, what would
from
you
Argentina.
Do? He's like, two chicks at the same time. What would you do if you had 6 million Jews, Dr. Mengele?
Well, I would do experiments on two twins.
Two chicks at the same time.
I would fuck with their brains to unlock the dick-sucking gene, and then I would supercharge that in a pair of big-titted twins. Mm-hmm. If that's what he was doing, if that was what he was trying to figure out, I don't agree with his methods. I don't agree with the people he was aligned with, but I respect the scientific aims and what he was ultimately trying to achieve. Mm-hmm.
Which was what? Trying to unlock dick sucking?
Trying to unlock the dick sucking gene.
I don't think
twins.
That's what he was doing.
If. Oh, I'm just saying if.
Cletus is doing experiments on twins. Mengele. Mama, don't tell people what I'm doing to Mama.
He's an even nuttier professor.
The nuttiest professor.
People don't respect you because you're fat. Oh, that's nonsense. People don't respect me because I do racist experiments on twins. I feel like I'll never outlive my legacy of being a Holocaust scientist.
Trying to get my nutty. That's why they called him the nuttiest.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to get his dick sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, Mengele,
the busty professor?
Was he one of the guys that got to be in NASA?
No, that was Wernher von Braun.
It would be very funny if they Operation Paperclip Mengele.
We need the knowledge.
It's just like
he was a bad guy, but the science. We need the documents.
They brought Albert Speer over to make Disney World. He designed the Epcot Center.
Yeah, the buildings were too good.
Yeah, dude. I'm just wondering. I'm just asking questions, dude.
Yeah, it's good to ask questions. That's what they wouldn't want you to do in Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
Here's a question. How do we know the vaccines aren't killing more people?
That's
right.
Slayer.
Like
that's
the Yankees.
Kind of Slayer.
Yeah. The Yankees all got vaccinated and now they're all dead from coronavirus.
Basically.
That's fucked up.
And no one wants to, it no is one very wants funny. To ask questions.
This new the CDC lady they got.
Oh, they got a chick?
Well, yeah, because she got asked on MSNBC if any breakthrough cases that resulted in death, like people that got vaccinated and then died. And then she's like, yes, like some 225 people have died even though they're fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But she's like, but it's important. And it's like, just don't say this part.
Yeah.
There's no reason. But she's like, but it's important to understand that just because someone dies with COVID doesn't mean they died from COVID.
Oh, come on.
And it's like, okay, well.
Damn, I'm trying to learn. Is that old motherfuckers?
What?
Who died, dude?
They said fat Greek guys.
What?
Yeah. Small dicks.
Small dicks don't work.
What about just not small? What about fat Greek guys whose dicks barely aren't small?
It's a photo finish.
Who barely get to medium.
It's just a black and white photo of your dick crossing the 5-inch line. just a scarf. Your dick with this little scarf and a bottle of champagne.
What about the lower threshold of medium? Fat Greek guys, are they all right? Bum, bum, bum. I want to suck dick and pussy tonight.
I feel like we've been listening to too much Nazi music.
That was Metallica. What I was
that
just
was Metallica.
Doing.
I know. I'm just saying. That's
looking
song.
For you, gonna suck your cock. Gonna suck you off right. Suck and destroy. Suck in the cock because I'm gay.
I'm really funny. Very good.
Thanks, man.
Master of penis.
Master of penis. Yep.
Sucking cock all night and all day.
Yeah. Sucking.
We don't really get into metal much on
no,
this
dude.
Show.
It's time. It's Metal Monday around here.
I feel
now,
like the
right
song
now.
Parody's kind of peaked with tequila.
Yeah, dude.
Nothing really beats that.
We're my penis?
Yeah, 14
yeah,
minute intro.
Mm-hmm.
My penis.
Yeah, that's the cleanest one of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's the whole song.
The whole song.
I've replaced every lyric. It's a complete parody. There's not a single, it's a 100% one-to-one parody.
Right.
Every word
it's
rhymes.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like beautiful. Almost like Hemingway's fucking Baby Shoes Filled
yep.
with Cum or whatever.
Baby
Shoes.
It's for sale.
Oh.
A little gay-ass dead baby shoes. Mm-hmm. $500. If I remember correctly.
That's how the... That's how the saddest story in the world goes.
For sale, a little gas, that baby shoes, $500. Ah, fuck. For sale, Adam's penis.
And that's just what a
never
story.
Sucked.
A story about a miscarriage,
I guess, or some other kind of dead baby.
Yeah. Well, it never wore the shoes.
Well, you don't wear shoes.
Maybe
the
it was
second you're born.
A Japanese baby that never left the house.
Yeah, also that's babies true. Don't yeah. babies don't walk. You know,
you don't put shoes on a baby for quite some time.
Yeah,
so mm-hmm. it could be a miscarriage. It could be like a dead 3 months.
Oh,
old.
It's just a story about a handicapped person.
Mm-hmm. Could be yeah, or yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the saddest thing
I
you
think,
could possibly.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, they asked Hemingway. He's like, no, the baby thought the shoes were gay. It's a story about
a cool
about
ass
a picky
baby yeah.
that
yeah.
hated these gay ass shoes. Oh, I didn't even consider the dead baby angle. I'm sorry, I was busy thinking about the war.
I was busy thinking about how my wife was mm-hmm. getting pussy in Africa from not
I
me.
Love that story, dude.
Yeah.
That one's a great, that's a great short story.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Maybe I should read more. I started reading the book about the Showtime Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's good as fuck.
I'll pick this guy back up. I was reading this all morning.
Oh, nice.
What's mm-hmm. that?
It's don't tell Adam.
The Anarchist Cookbook?
Yeah,
yeah it is. It's
How to craft a legal argument that says if a Jewish person puts on Angel of Death by Slayer,
no,
that means they were asking.
It was the number two most played song on Apple Music.
That's probably just this week.
Yeah.
Probably,
why?
Because probably moved Gaza? Up the rankings because yeah. of this week. Mm-hmm. Gaza, the meaning of pain,
mm-hmm.
the way that I want you to die, slow death, even slower than Auschwitz. 60 years.
All right, let's change the vibe up a little bit.
Yeah. What do you got?
Oh, let me
play Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
I got a better party song.
Boys okay. are back in town.
Yes, dude. We like to fuck guys. We like to fuck guys.
I love the train guys. Album. Oh, wait, hold on. Pause it real quick. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show, but one time you. I was on like the fucking like the 6 train. It was like a pack train.
Yeah.
And there was like a black, extremely autistic guy with like, you know, like the middle school glasses
yeah.
and like, you know, I don't know, like I'm kind of like a Mark Echo vibe, you know.
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
the right. very black autistic guy.
Of course.
And he had his phone out, like it's packed, and he has his phone out like this, and there's some song he's listening to on his phone at full volume.
Respect.
That's like, it's like an electronic song, but it's all lasers and train noises. It's like, choo, 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 choo. And just fucking expressionless, just... just taking in this train laser song. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. He's going home to like just draw pictures of Goku.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah. While his brother's selling drugs. He's a cool boy.
Oh, this is such a jam, dude. Now, this was my shit when I was in fourth grade or whatever. Hey. Oh, it's going off in here right now, folks.
Oh, I love music podcasting.
We're a solely music podcast. We're basically Pitchfork. Oh shit, dude. Oh, ride those levels. I wanted to fuck this girl when I was a little kid.
Me too, I fucked her.
What?
When I was a little kid.
That's right. That's right, baby girl. Oh shit.
DJ Nick with the little ass penis.
98 Rock. We play gay shit now. Now we play gay shit.
Gay shit. DJ Little Penis Nick.
And the Vanga Boys will be in Edgewater next week.
The Vanga Boys will be at the Rosedale Coliseum in Golden Ring Mall.
Yeah. The Vanga Boys will be at the Comedy Factory in O'Donnell Heights. Behind the truck wash.
They're gonna be it. Fuck, what was that? What was that nightclub? You remember they opened a night Voltage. They opened a nightclub in the bus station and they had to close it 2 weeks later because 8 people got stabbed.
I love when things get ruined.
Yeah, dude. It was so bug wild from the jump. I believe Mickey, shouts out to Mickey, had a little hand in that.
My dick cannot get home. What's Mickey doing now?
I don't know. I saw he had a podcast for a while. He was trying to open up a vape shop.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's back on the radio somewhere, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Is Joe Robinson on the radio?
I don't know. I know Justin has. He's on the morning show, but that's all. I don't really keep up too much, but I do. I follow Justin on Insta and Twitter.
They should nationally syndicate that radio station.
100%.
98 Rock should be a nationwide,
without question,
radio station. And it's you're just forced to listen to it. If you buy a radio, it won't change the channels for the first year.
Yes. You need to listen to fucking just pure Baltimore references and Buck Cherry for a year.
God damn.
You need to listen to Volbeat songs. God damn. I want to have a fuck. That's.
You want to have what?
I want to have a fucking morning show, dude. Just fucking.
We have a morning show.
No,
yeah, we just did a morning show.
It's 10 a.m.
Right now, you're it's a morning show.
We're
right.
doing a radio show.
This is fun.
Morning.
I'm enjoying
that's
doing
how
it.
Funny,
in the
that's how funny life is that yeah. it's like perpetually dissatisfying.
Yeah, yeah. Like we have a much more successful and easier version yeah. of a morning
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we don't I mean, have to I do 5 days a week.
I do
we
that all
have
the time.
Get up at 3 a.m.
Sometimes I'll be in the morning, I'll be having a cigarette and a coffee, and I'll be reading. I'll be like, man, I wish I could do this all the time.
Yeah.
It's like literally what I do every morning. And I'm like, why the fuck can't I just have this? Why can't I have this? And then the real feeling you're having is like, why am I not also taking Percocet while
yeah,
this is
happening? That, yeah, that's really the true. Question
you can take
to
the
ask
Percocet,
yourself.
You're like, maybe a little Molly also?
Now it's time to have another one of these Percocets.
Get another drug in me.
And then a 17,000 calorie dinner?
Yeah. Go to Outback.
That's living, brother.
Outback Steakhouse with a woman from Tinder that barely speaks English.
She has to point at the menu to order.
Yeah. You ever been to Australia? I'm like nodding off.
Yeah. I went to Bris Vegas.
Yeah.
I was in Brisbane.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of. I was famous. Yeah. There for a little bit. the cultural swap. We got the Crocodile Dundee. And America sent over a racist juvenile podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is funny that you were making fun of Blink-182 when it's like, what is this podcast if not the podcast version of Blink-182?
Oh, yeah. We're behaving like 12-year-olds. Yeah. Professionally.
Yeah. Tom. My name is actually Tom DeLong Dick.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
It's not bad.
Yeah. He got really into aliens and back pills.
Yeah. That's a fucking powerful combo.
Tom is actually Latin for do not have.
No, it's not.
Yes, yeah, it is.
It's not.
Tom.
It's not at all. Tom is actually book. So it's book half a long ass dick or whatever.
It's something you read about and wish. No. That's what you're saying.
No, because
you
book,
had to read a very
book
large,
means it's written down.
You had
and
to
it's,
read a
it's
very
true.
A very large book about the theory of what it would be like to have a large because it's so far.
No,
beyond,
my name is Tom DeLonge. Have a dick. Or
no,
whatever.
You have to. You can't understand it in common sense, rational terms.
Tom DeLonge penis is my name.
It needs to be explained. To you.
And by the way, that's the same thing. First of all, I would philosophy. Never understand anything easier from a book than from talking about it. And that's number one. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it's just an old description of book, which means written down, which means true.
I'm going to get back on Twitter and explain that I've been spending just hour up all night reading theory about what it's like to have a big dick.
What does it say?
It's like that's a lot of people don't understand this. Is that what AOC says doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that matters is that the girth also
counts.
This is something
it
I know.
It doesn't matter if you have a chode. It's still a big dick.
Is something that I know.
After reading theory.
After reading a bunch of theory.
After reading theory, it's true that having a chode equals having a big dick.
It does. So fuck you, Glenn Greenwald.
From your ivory tower in Brazil.
So fuck you, Michael Tracy.
My dick is big.
I've read about this.
Even though it's wider than it is long.
Even though my name, Tom DeLonge,
means
my dick is small.
No, it's not. First of all, that's fine, because that's Tom DeLonge. My name is Tom DeLonge Penis, so... You're talking about the guy from Blink 182.
Use the informal version of your name because we've been good friends for years.
No,
that's like a nickname.
No one would ever. The informal version is not your first and middle name.
As long as you haven't been accused,
you wouldn't
of
call me Stavros Emmanuel.
What's Emmanuel?
That's his middle name. Manny.
I've never heard that.
Manny Halks.
I'm Manny Halks, baby.
Like from Degrassi.
Exactly.
No, like Manny Ramirez, dude.
Exactly, like Manny Ramirez.
Like Manny
Manny
from
Ramirez.
I think she was doing comedy for a minute or something.
I think someone we know gave her a little smooch.
I wasn't going to say that part. That's what I meant by doing comedy.
Suck my dick and balls.
Bum, 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 fuck me. Right in my fucking asshole.
I want to get my cock stuffed inside.
I can't wait to suck penis. I can't wait to get raped at Six Flags.
I want to go to Six Flags. I want the Joker to fuck me.
Come to Six Flags and bring a can of Coke and prove that your dick is as wide as a can of Coke. And ride the Batman sexual revenge poster for free. Watch as Batman gets sexual revenge on the Joker. He's in line for 4 hours. There's a video of Batman raping the Joker.
They're just community theater actors.
Sexual revenge.
They're
Batman.
Like, no, don't worry. His dick is actually inside of a dildo, so there's no skin-to-skin contact.
Oh. It's Six Flags, American Paradise.
Fuck, dude.
Every summer I'm like, damn, I want to go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
And then twice I've been as an adult, it's like, this is fucking lame.
What did you lose your
wallet?
That
was actually a great day at Six Flags because that's a roller coaster for an adult.
Yeah,
it's having your wallet fall out of your pocket at 10 o'clock in the morning on a ride when you have to take a flight 2 days later and you need your ID.
Yeah. Dealing with the bureaucracy.
Well, and then having to ride a children's roller coaster three more times looking over the side of the roller coaster.
on a fact-finding mission.
Until you spot your wallet maybe 20 feet away from the track. And you're like, I'm basically fucking American Sniper.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking cool that
I would
felt?
Never have found that.
Oh, dude. I was like, there it is.
That's awesome.
And then I told the guy, and he was like, And I'm like, please don't be this guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I guess maybe like after the park
like
closes.
Pause it for 2 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, just let me go back. Prick. I won't touch any of the wires.
Yeah.
I know everything's electric. Just let me get my wallet.
This isn't some kind of long
These stupid fucking Chinese kids can wait a second.
Yeah.
They're like, well, now you've got to leave.
For racism. Yeah.
So you had to wait the whole day, huh?
The Chinese kids are like, wah, wah.
That's what they sound like crying.
Right.
Yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
They sound like a fucking awesome guitar solo.
Wah, wah, wah. I won't do it, but I kind of missed the boat on it already, but I really wanted to contact that Chinese comedian that Tony Hinchcliffe brutalized.
Yeah.
And just ask him, like, because if I could have, I would have done it. I would have flown. I would have taken a red eye to Austin, set up a show at Antone's, and then have somebody in the audience, set up a show, have somebody in the audience right where that camera was. Mm-hmm. Make the video and have that Chinese guy introduce me and then come out in like a geisha outfit with the Raiden hat and then the shoes with the blocks on the bottom.
The sandal, yeah.
Yeah, and then my eyes tape back and be like, oh, hello! And then just fall off the stage. And then have him post it and be like, oh, also I opened for this guy.
That would be awesome.
Just post it the day after the Tony thing.
Completely top Hinchcliffe. Take that, Hinchcliffe. You think you're the most racist guy in comedy? No chance, pal.
Yes. I would pay that Chinese guy $10,000. just let me make that video and post it on his account. Like, also this guy.
That would really take the heat off of Hinchcliffe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wouldn't. It would just annoy people.
Yeah.
No, that would really... Kill Tony would be fine if you just did that sandal trick.
What about this Suck Tony?
Suck Tony.
But it's about Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you suck his cock.
Suck my dick.
I'm gay.
Yep.
I'm gay.
Let's get ready to I'm gay.
Yeah, butt fucker instead of Bruce Buffer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, let's get ready to fuck my ass.
I didn't realize he has
ass.
A brother that does MMA.
Yeah, Buck Angel.
Of course,
dude.
Yeah. Buck Angel and Bruce Buffer are brothers.
Wow.
Born his sister, obviously, but
no,
changed.
But to me, that's a brother.
It is. Well, not just to you, to everyone.
No, to me. I mean, it's a personal choice, but to me, that's a brother.
Yeah, Michael. Wait, actually, Bruce Buffer is the UFC guy. I think Michael Buffer. No,
Michael
no.
Buffer was
Michael Buffer
boxing,
the UFC. Yeah, Michael Buffer's
like,
Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Let's get
and
ready
his
to
brother
rumble.
Is the UFC guy, and he goes, it's time.
Yeah, he says, it's time.
Which is not
Michael
even close.
Michael Buffer was better.
Not even close to Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, yeah.
But just because he looks exactly the same.
It's true.
And he's on a better thing.
His
like a more
voice isn't
thing.
As like deep. And
nah,
like
the boxing brother's so much better.
The boxing one's way better.
That Tony Hinchcliffe video is pretty funny.
It's crazy.
It's so funny. Not in a way where it's like, great job, Tony.
Of course. Why would you think?
Yeah. But that's the only thing that makes me laugh.
Oh, 100%. Someone making that idiotic of a mistake is so funny. It's like, come on, man. try a joke. Just fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it was hilarious.
Nowadays, out of any... You're to go do that.
Yeah, hilarious.
That is just
I do like the response so on social media where people are like, well, and they do this every fucking time. They're like, great, now I can be a big fan of this Peng guy. No, I'm
right,
like,
right,
do you have a Patreon I could subscribe to?
Yeah,
and it's
I
like, is that
material?
How hollow your interests are?
Yeah, of course.
Is there a way we can materially help Peng?
I can't imagine that feeling good if I'm a comedian and like something bad happens to me and then people are like, well, I think you're a good comic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, now what? I do.
Did you even watch my set?
No, but I saw someone use a slur at you.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to fuck, guys.
I mean, that's been a big basis of my career.
Of course,
people
yeah.
hear
it's accusing
you guys,
them of anti-Semitism.
No, people hear you guys doing slurs at me.
I don't
What's,
say slurs.
We've never
to
said
you.
A slur at you once. On
yeah,
this
you
show.
Do. You've,
I don't.
You've called me a bum.
Mm-hmm. Which is an economic descriptor. It's not a slur. There's a lot of bums I respect.
No, mm-hmm. but there's
you
a,
just don't happen to be
but
one.
Bum is. Bum is a reference
I've
to
called, no,
ass.
I've
to
called it. You a worthless bum.
Worthless bum.
Worthless.
A cock-sucking slob.
Yeah.
That's not a slur.
Cock sucking, fine. Slob. That's different than a bum.
Yeah,
right.
That's what you are. You're a bum, cock sucking slob.
See, and then
and if I called you a cock sucking bum, mm-hmm. that would have just been like, yeah, nah, I know plenty of cock sucking bums. Yeah, I got no problem.
So all I'm saying is, people hear these kind of things that you guys say, mm-hmm. and then they just hit my Amazon wish list.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you know, and so they materially improve my life. Mm-hmm. What's on it?
It's sequential $1 bills.
Yeah. A power splitter has a flat plug, so you can put a couch up against the wall.
That's awesome.
You could easily afford yourself.
Yeah. No, I can't. I need men to buy it for me on the internet.
It's part of the sexual thrill for him, Nick.
Yeah.
He likes knowing a man spent his money.
It's part of the sexual revenge.
A businessman could have his way with me if he wanted to. But instead, he mm-hmm. leaves me to waste away in the conservatory in my gown.
And that turns you on.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us.
It's been another one.
We'll see you on Wednesday.